Hey there, friends, it's Nick, and this is episode 489. 489 of the Story Hacker podcast. I don't know why I said that twice, I just felt like it. Right, so if you've been listening to the past few episodes, I think you'll have had a sense that I have been looking back at 2020 and taking stock and making some changes. You know, we're at the start of 2021 now, and if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you might have heard me talk about my plug hole theory of project management. You know, when I was at IBM, you know, 25 years ago, whatever it was, we used to have to make these nice Gantt charts for our web development and new media projects, and they never really reflected reality. And as I built my own agency, what I discovered was that for me, projects were much more like water running around a plug hole, with the plug hole being the target, and you tended to go round and round the plug hole, getting closer and closer and closer each time. And I feel that way a little bit about stories mean business. And to the extent that this podcast is a kind of a record of the journey of me creating this business, you know, I wanted to talk to you about some changes I'm making today, because I've been working on the website recently, as you know, and today I have been looking at my kind of services page, if you like, my Work With Nick page. So if you remember, the website is structured very simply. There's all the free stuff, which includes this podcast. There will be the paid for videos and what have you, workshops. And then there is the bespoke one-to-one consultancy in copywriting and storytelling, which is in the Work With Me section. And over the past year or so, I've very much positioned that whole piece as story first. So we've talked in the past about the story funnel, which is your value proposition, your 90-second story, and your leader legend. And those were always, for the last year or so, have been the first thing on my product page, on my services page. But here's the thing, that doesn't really conform to the reality of how the clients have come to me this year, at least not all of them. And there's that fantastic quote, I don't know who it's by, but it's someone in the military said, no plan survives first contact with the enemy. And likewise, the even more fantastic quote from Mike Tyson, everyone has a plan till they get till they get punched in the mouth. And I haven't been punched in the mouth by reality, but it has made me think, because although I guess my heart kind of beats for helping people tell stories, you know, the stories we've talked about, the stories that help them build their, you know, their business, their beliefs, their personal brand, whatever it is, the medium of that is through copywriting. And there's a couple of things about that. One is, I suppose, and this is the reason why I'm changing things around at the moment, is that I want to give the right kind of people, the right kind of prospects, the right kind of clients, a really easy way to say yes to working with me. And we've talked in the past about, you know, the guarantee. We've talked about the clients page and the kind of the testimonials. And I guess another factor, a third factor of making it easy to sell, I suppose, essentially, the services, is to have something small to start with. And by its very nature, copywriting is something that can be scaled from very small to very large, you know, as a piece of work. And I think there's lots of value. I mean, I love it when people come to me direct for the stories, and they definitely do that. But I wonder how many people are put off because maybe it seems a bit intimidating. And I'd like to give people a way of just saying, can you just look at this piece of copy for this set fee? But not just for them, for me, because, you know, I learned this when I built the agency. It's really important to choose your clients carefully. And what's really interesting, actually, from a not just from a commercial point of view, although that obviously matters, but from a personal point of view. You know, the biggest business headaches I've had in my life have tend to be when I've chosen to work with a, you know, someone who I liked and respected for a, in a particular business, but then they, for reasons that are, you know, perfectly fine, have moved on, and they've perhaps been, choose my words carefully, friends, they've perhaps been replaced by someone who didn't necessarily have their skills or ability or intelligence or personality. All right, I'm going to stop there because you know what I mean. You know what I mean. And it's, I think it's really important, and it's one of the joys of owning or running your own business is the ability to say to some people, no, do you know what? You're not right for me and I'm not right for you because of that reason. So actually that same process going back to the plug hole is that after a year of taking paid work through storiesmeanbusiness.com, I'm going round the plug hole again and just making a modification. And I'm making, you know, the things I've been doing in the past few days that I've been talking about have made it smoother and easier for people to say yes to doing some work with me. And this particular case, in which essentially what I'm doing is I'm taking copywriting from being a kind of also ran on my services page to being first, to being a more strategic part of my offering. And the cool thing is I'm going to be explaining in the copy that in a perfect world, story would come first. Yeah, you know, if we want our bell to ring the same note wherever it's hit, ideally, we'd do your story and then we'd alter the copy around your websites and your emails and you know, your communication to reflect that story. And that's the ideal approach. But in the real world, which is the world, which is the world we all live in, that's not always so easy. So actually, it makes it, this change, I think, is going to make things more accessible for potential clients who come to the website. We'll see. We'll see how it works. You know, I'm like you, I'm constantly going around the plug hole. And like you, I'm telling a story that means business. Thanks for listening. Bye now.